thanks for tuning into this special statement from Outlook in Review. I'm Ben Ditzel. It's been a while since we've aired a broadcast, and it may be some time before we do so again. But recently, some words that noted pastor and radio host Alistair Begg said have caused us pause as we exercise our own discernment on the issue that he laid out. It was in reference to a grandmother attending the marriage ceremony of her grandson to a transgender person, and has taken much of the biblical Christian world by storm. As a result, in fact, of his recommendation for this particular grandmother to attend the wedding and buy him a gift as well, American family radio stations have now dropped his radio program, Truth for Life, from all of their radio stations, and Bot Radio Network is meeting to consider the same action. So many, many prominent people in the Christian world, including Justin Peters, now that Alistair has doubled down on his statements, have reluctantly decried his advice as unbiblical and are, as a result, no longer supporting or recommending his ministry due to these recommendations that he gave. You know, it's at times like these that I find it's very helpful to find out where I stand on things that were once happily issues that I didn't need to touch or consider. But honestly, when all is said and done, I can say that I do see the points that both Justin Peters and Alistair Begg are making, as well as many others in both camps. I think that Pastor Begg's caveat in his clarification from the Parkside Church pulpit last Sunday in Ohio, I believe, his caveat about British evangelicalism and American fundamentalism is of interest, as is the detailing of his consideration of this individual circumstance and what he thought would be best for this particular grandmother. Now, that being said, getting around the partaking of and the acknowledgement of any intentional celebration of sin leaves a lot to be reckoned with as a believer. Now, those who follow Christ, Christian believers, simply cannot condone or accept unrepentant sin, nor should we knowingly cause other believers to stumble by our actions, all of which would be done if we were to attend a celebration such as this. Now, there are some who say that it doesn't matter since those who are unbelievers are not held to the Lord's biblical standards. Well, that's true. Unbelievers are not held to what the Bible teaches. But this is not holding someone else to a standard. This is not holding your grandson to a standard if he's getting married to someone who's a transgender and wants you to attend the wedding. This is, in fact, holding ourselves to the Lord's standard. Now, Alistair rightly says it's a complex issue. Because it is, but complex does not always mean gray or ambiguous. And so simultaneously, it seems like this is indeed a cut and dry matter. The Bible speaks clearly about our relationship to sin and how we are to treat sin. Justin Peters has proven himself to have a very solid foundation in Scripture over the years, and his breakdown online about this issue is well worth a listen. Personally, I completely understand Alistair's point and his desire to maintain family and friend relationships for the sake of Christian example and influence. Like Alistair, I am in agreement that maintaining those relationships is key. And like Justin, I agree that we don't get to define what marriage is. God does. To call a celebration of something that God abhors a marriage is to mock God. That's clear in Scripture. To approve of sin by participating in a celebration of it goes against what Paul writes, "Blessed is he who does not judge himself in what he approves." That's Romans 14:22. As a believer in the perfect and holy Jesus Christ, it is hopelessly incompatible to endorse and enable others in their sin. And so while I love Alistair Begg as a brother in Christ, and I think that his ministry has done much good and will likely continue to do so, I pray that he continues to think deeply on this matter and search the scriptures on this, because I think from where he's coming from, I think he seems to be conflating in error the maintaining of relationships with the celebration of the act. Breaking contact with a family member or a friend who is living in unrepentant sin as an unbeliever is not the same thing as refusing to attend and join in the celebration of their flagrant acts of defiance against the God we serve. I do not believe that we should be the ones to break contact with those who do these things, but I do believe that we should not be lending our approval to their actions by celebrating alongside them in their ceremonies and other actions that approve sin. I cannot say that I would cease to listen or even recommend, with a disclaimer, messages by Pastor Begg. He has been a huge influence in my life and many others, and I know him to be a firm expositor of the truth. And even in matters such as this particular issue, he has spoken so much wisdom on how believers should be handling these types of situations. But in this particular conclusion, I cannot say that I agree with him, nor would I be in any type of approval of a believer that followed his unsound advice. Truly, these things grieve me to no end, and I pray that he steps back from the cultural pressures or fears of losing loved ones or whatever it may be, and that he follows Christ's teachings on all things over his own speculation of what might work better, even to achieve the same end. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk more soon. This is Outlook in Review.